Blog Talk Radio.
Your host and the director of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. Our scripture read, Honor widows that are widows indeed. Tonight we have several topics that we will be discussing. We have gone through book 1, 2, 3, and now we are on book 4. Book 4 is Rebuilding and Remembering. In Jeremiah 31:13, it says, I will turn their moaning into gladness. I will give them comfort and joy instead of sorrow. First read before I go into the book Rebuilding and Remembering. I am part of another ministry. It's a nonprofit organization called A New Thing Ministry. Every quarter, each one of the board members writes an article. Every quarter, everybody gets an opportunity to do so. Well, the last article that I wrote called Won't He Do It? And I would like to read this article in depth. Now, this was also our title for our 15-year anniversary, but I also wrote this article during that same time, just before we had our anniversary last year in September. Won't He Do It? A Journey Through Grief. And that also is our title in this series, Journeying Through Grief. But I took my own interpretation and experience of grief that I went through. So this story is really giving encouragement to others, but also talking about my personal experience. Won't he do it? A journey through grief. Grief is normal and necessary when experiencing the loss of a loved one. It is one of the most difficult and painful experiences to go through in our lives. Suffering a loss, no matter how dramatic it may be, can leave you facing an uphill struggle to climb. However, even the deepest pain, there is hope. Grief is the body's natural response to losing a loved one. There is no right or wrong way to grieve. Everyone deals with the grief differently, but by understanding your emotions, taking care of yourself, and seeking support when necessary, you will be able to move on with your life. When you feel like crying, let the tears flow. It is healthy to feel your emotions. God promises us in Deuteronomy 31:8 that the Lord will go before you and he will never leave you nor forsake you. So have no fear. God will send people and resources to help you through your journey of grief. No one really understands how you are feeling, how much it hurts, because your world is falling apart. And that is, you are asking, why this is happening to me? Learn and give yourself permission to grieve. I continue with my personal story and journey through grief. I can end this article by saying my name is Mary Hollis, director of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, a board member of the New Thing Ministry International. My journey of grief began 26 years ago when my husband died of a massive heart attack. After 6 years of marriage, my two children were age 4 and 10 months old. I had contacts with many widows the first 6 months after my loss. Their stories were very different from mine. They had been married 20, 30, 40, and many adult children and grandchildren. I began to wonder why I was cheated with only 6 years of marriage and asked why God would let this happen to me. But I believed my Almighty God, and my faith was larger than a mustard seed. I stood on God's promises. Yes, I cried for many days going to work after dropping my children off to the daycare, and the tears would flow all over again before I picked them up from the daycare. I had feelings of loneliness, denial, sadness, anger with God for a while. As time passed, God kept showing me how much he loved me and my children. Each time we lacked for anything, he supplied our needs and made sure that I knew that he fulfilled our needs. God revealed that he would do what a husband could do, be my provider, be my friend, and be a father to my fatherless children. He gave me strength and comfort when I was weak and weary. My children are adult now. They often ask me how they were able to go to private school, attend the best public school, participate in sports and dance activities, and enjoy traveling outside of Atlanta. They are married, and they are both college graduates with impressive careers. My daughter, she is 32 years old. She's an educational system. She was a school teacher. Now she is a computer tech, where she teaches teachers and children technology to learn through their teaching. She also has 3 degrees. She has an undergraduate, a master's, and a degree also in technology instructional specialist. My son, now with his new wife in California, he works for one of the largest government company that deals with aerospace, and he is a computer developer. There are many more stories I could tell you how God has walked with me through this journey of grief in the past. I have many testimonies that I can tell you. But why I decided to read this story, and I'm not just patting myself on the back about what has happened, what about my children, but I just wanted you to know that whatever you're going through, God will get you through it. My son now is 28 years old. So that means that my husband has been deceased for 27 years. It always comes to me because he was only 10 months. It was a trial and error, and me doing different things, making decisions alone, having to change light bulbs, finding ways to do things so I could be able to still continue to stay focused on my children. He even made it possible that I was able to work part-time. Let me tell you a story. I've been in the banking industry for 40 years, and during that time, I've done just about everything in banking. But that particular time, I was a loan officer as well as a personal banker. I would go out and encourage the wealthy to stay with the bank, and also encourage them on different types of services that the bank provided. During that time, I could not focus at work anymore. I spent a lot of time crying. But look what God did. He opened up a position for me that I could still go to work and be able to take care of my children because they were so small. I decided that I would take a leave of absence. But my boss came to me and told me there was a position that was open that I could work as minimum as 20 hours a month. Now, most of the time, you know, people work 40 hours a week. But the minimum that I could work was 20, and I can work as many hours as I wanted to. I had my own schedule. I never worked on Friday. For 11 years I did this, 11 years. When I wanted to, I was able to, I had Fridays off. Whenever my children needed to go on a field trip, I was able to go with them. When my kids was out of school for Christmas for 2 weeks, I was out with the children. Spring break, I was able to do all those things with my children. And God made a way. He supplied all my needs. I didn't know how I was going to pay my mortgage the first month after my husband passed. And God kept showing up and said, trust me. Trust me, I'll get you through it. Every time I lacked something, he gave it to me. I mean, every single time. And he made it so known. I mean, he made it clear that it was him. It wasn't someone else. It wasn't an individual. It was him. It was a long, lonely road at times. But God kept encouraging me and showing me what he wanted me to do in my gift in life. So why I'm reading this story, I wanted you to know this article that I wrote. Won't he do it? He will do just that. He will never leave you or forsake you. I don't care how you feel, how emotional, how many tears, how painful, how it hurts. And even now, in a few days, it's going to be Valentine's. He's going to show you how much he loves you. He's going to take the place of that husband, a friend, a brother, a sister, who, whatever the situation, relation. He'll be there for you. He will show you the love that you need to show, to receive. Don't give up on life because the other half is no longer there. His spirit and his memory is still there. So focus on those good memories, the things that you did share on Valentine's. Just know that he will never leave you or forsake you. I can promise you that I can tell you many testimonies of things that he's done for me and my children. They are very loving and successful individuals, only because God gave me the time and love to pour into them. And now guess what they're doing? They're reaching out. They know what their mama do. Their mama like to give. So what they do the same thing. My daughter is Schiller, our president. Daughter is with she created a group who they teach the girls how to how to walk in a godly way, how to be young ladies and so forth. Well, my daughter's a part of that. My son, he loves baseball. He played baseball up into college, well, the first couple of years in college. He's giving back also. He has been coaching inner city young men in California how to play baseball. So what I'm saying to you, you just have to have faith, as small as a mustard seed, to know that God is there. He will be there for you. Yes, we all feel like having a pity party moment sometimes. And, yeah, it's okay. But let's shake it off faster than we've been shaking off before. Don't go into another day. Don't go into a second day. Yes, waddle for a little while, but shake it off and go forward. Because God is there for you. He will be your provider. He will be your he's now your husband. If someone is on the line that has lost a mother, he'll take care of those things for you that your mother did. He won't be able to bake those cakes and all those different things that the mother will do. Whatever relationship that you lost, knowing that person is at peace now. If they were sick, you don't have to worry about them suffering anymore. So think of all the good things that you can think about. And also what's also important too, reach out and touch someone else that's going through what you're going through. I just had a loss. You'll feel better. So just know that this journey, if we had a choice, yeah, we would not. Because the only thing I want to tell you, if I had a choice, I want my husband back. But God showed me that he has taken the place. And you know what I think? I never have to really worry about him leaving again, him leaving at all. God is always there with you. one day I might see my husband again. I don't know how the situation is. What I, you know, everybody says so many different things about how life is going to be at the end. We're not certain exactly. I hope that I will see him again. But if not, my God is there. I want to see Jesus face to face. That's something that I'm looking forward to. And also doing his will. I want to do what thus says the Lord, to do his will and to be there for you all. I enjoy what I do, and I hope that you are being comforted in some way and being encouraged on this show, on this talk show, and also at other different type of events and stuff that we have at the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. I know you're going to feel some sadness in the next couple of days, but think of the good memories that you shared with your loss, your loved ones. Think about those things. And the next thing that I want you to do, I want you to come out on Saturday, the 16th, from 1:30 to 4 o'clock. That's something that God is doing too. He's always in the midst. Now, let me tell you something. My pastor put in the budget at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church to always be there for the widows because he know how important it is. When it, in the scripture says, honor widows that are widows indeed, he know how important that is. So he put in the budget to support this ministry, and he's doing just that like he promises. Come out and enjoy the next chapter. We're going to be presenting Paint and Sip at Creative Palette Art Studio, 4810 Flatshows Parkway, about three doors from Goodwill. And we're going to have a great time. We're going to show you love. We can't replace your loved ones, but we're going to show you what God has for the next chapter to do for you. We're going to do lots of good things. I'm not going to tell you all the goodies, but just be there. Now, it is $20 per person. Everything else is being paid by the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. So I just want you to know that I have a pastor that loves us also. That's what God is doing. God's using him to support this ministry, and the next chapter is there to help you through your journey of grief. So, but that's God. God is putting these dots together. So just knowing that he has not forgotten you. He said he will never leave you or forsake you, and he's doing just that. So I hope that this personal testimony of mine is letting you know that you will get through this. It's been 27 years. June 9th, 1991, I received a knock on the door at 7:30 on Sunday morning that my husband had a massive heart attack. He was already gone, but they didn't tell me. They took me to the firemen took me to the to Grady. I didn't know that I was going to wake up that morning and this was going to happen to me and my children. It did. But I can tell you right now, God was with me every step of the day for 27 years. He's never left me or forsaken me. And he's going to do the same thing for you. And I'm not telling you not to cry. It's okay to cry. But shake it off and start thinking about the future. Thinking what your husband wants you to go ahead and continue to live and enjoy life. He doesn't want you to sit and just and be sad all the time. He wants you to get up. Find something that you always wanted to do. Find some type of a hobby. Go back to school and learn something new. whatever, just do something to make yourself happier than what you're going through now. You can make it. Do not give up. Don't be a quitter. I think I talked about winning is, can't think exactly what I said about winning, but I'm going to tell you, quitting is not an option. That's what I'm going to end with. Quitting is not an option. You can't give up. You must go on. And also, if you have children or grandchildren, work on seeing what your daughters or sons or grandkids, see how they're doing. Now, if you're going through some emotions, they are probably going through some too. So don't just focus on me. Focus on them too. See how they're doing. Talk about good times with them, helping them to understand that they can go on. They can, their father or mothers or whatever wants them to go on in life, be great children of God. I'm blessed. I'm very blessed with my children. I'm very proud of them. It wasn't easy for us, but they knew that I kept moving forward, so they did too. That's all I have for you today. All I can say, once again, won't he do it? He did it for me. He'll do it for you. I didn't go into, I guess that was the Holy Spirit. I didn't go into the book, Rebuilding and Remembering. We'll catch up, and we'll talk about that next week. But just know that the next chapter, Widow's Ministry, is always there for you. We love you, and we try to find different things that will support you during this journey of grief, because we know it's not easy. So please come out this Saturday and enjoy yourself at this event. If you need more details, you can call me at 770-981-9118. If you have not given me your response, whether you are coming or not, I do need that. Text me, call me. I need the number of people that will be attending this event. Be blessed and see you Saturday. And just knowing that I'm on you on Saturday. So show up in your jazzy casual outfit. You don't have to have on red. Jazzy casual. See you soon. Have a great night. And listen to Travis. No, why don't we do this? We'll listen at Jason Nelson. I am always right. I'm going to be getting some new songs on as soon as I can get my tech to help me add these new songs on. But listen to this.
I am the creator. I am the maker of the universe. I am the one
I did not mention my pastor's name, Dr. William E. Flippin Sr. at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. My wonderful Dr. William E. Flippin Sr. May God be the glory.
Of the universe, I am the one who spoke into nothing, and all creation heard. I am He who has all power in my hand, and if you believe, on my word, you can stand. I am a healer, mender of broken hearts, Alpha Omega, your destiny and impossible things. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am to you. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am for you. I am the a need and always provides. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe